Hundreds lined up in front of Government House for its annual New Year's Day levee, the first to be held without any restriction since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The levee has been a tradition at Government House since 1871 and has only been cancelled once, in 2021. Last year, the event was registration only and those slots were quickly snapped up. But on Monday, people simply needed to stand in line to enter Government House, where caterers, musicians, and various BC dignitaries stood ready to receive the public. Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin gave her New Year's message in the ballroom to the appreciative crowd of about 500, flanked by a number of aides-de-camps and accompanied by Vice-Regal Canine Consort Macduff Austin Chester, a 14-year-old West Highland White Terrier. In her speech, Austin thanked British Columbians for their compassion and generosity. "As we enter the new year, I find myself reflecting on how grateful I am to be a citizen of Canada and the responsibility we all share to uphold democratic values, principles, and institutions and to work for peace in a turbulent world." Austin acknowledged in her speech the need to reflect on the tragic events unfolding in Israel and Gaza. "It is gut-wrenching to witness the appalling wave of violence that has befallen innocent civilians, the tiniest, precious children. That's shaken us to the core," she said. She said she has hope for a future where understanding and dialogue would lead to lasting peace in Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, and other conflict areas in the world. Singer Edie Duponte and pianist Attila Fias led the crowd in singing "O Canada and God Save the King" before and after Austin's speech. Further musical segments were provided by the Canadian Scottish Regiment Pipes and Drums. Elena Molasco, who is from Mexico City and was in Victoria visiting family, said the levee was a nice break from her usual New Year's Day tradition of watching a Spanish-dubbed version of Home Alone. "It's a very nice idea to have hot soup after a long night of celebrating," she said in Spanish through a family friend who translated. Spiced wine and light refreshments were available free of charge to the public at Government House on Monday. Traditionally an event of great significance and feasting for settlers to renew their annual pledges of allegiance to the Crown, levees have continued to be a popular tradition in Greater Victoria in the modern day with some modifications. Though there was no levee at Victoria City Hall this year, Esquimalt and Oak Bay continued their annual events, both of which featured walks. There were two nature walks along the West Bay Walkway as part of Esquimalt's levee on Monday. Oak Bay hosted a similar event, which saw Mayor Kevin Murdoch lead a 4-kilometer walk from the entrance of the Oak Bay Recreation Center. Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.